بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا صدق الله العظيم. It is reported in Abu Dawood Sharif and in Tirmidhi Sharif Hazrat Jabir bin Sulaym رضي الله تعالى عنه الصحابي of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He explains when he went the very first meeting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had heard about Islam, he heard about Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was keen in accepting Islam. So as he went towards Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he greeted Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, عليك السلام. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not say alayka salam. That is the tahiyya of the mawta. That is the greeting of the dead people. In other words, when a person in those days especially, or when we write a eulogy, and when we talk about the praises of the dead person, so in those days, when they would express the praises of the dead person, and they would address the dead person, they would say the salam in this way, alayka salam, upon you is peace. Rasulullah said, no, we must say, assalamu alaykum, bring the salam first. Then he asked Rasulullah, are you the Rasul of Allah? Nabi Kareem said, I am the Rasul of that Allah, that when any harm comes upon you, and you supplicate to him, he is the only one who can remove that harm. I am the Rasul of that Allah. When there is drought and you supplicate to him, he is the one who sends down rain. I am the Rasul of that Allah, that when your camel or your conveyance gets lost, then he is the one who finds it for you and gives it back to you. Simple things Rasulullah told him, to explain to him who is Allah. And then he accepted Islam. He had asked advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. Don't swear any person. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have given him many other things and advised him with reading the salat and zakat and hajj and so many other a'mal. But he chose to teach him something very, very important, very simple. Just two words, لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. Don't swear any person. Hazrat Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu says, from that day onwards, فَمَا سَبَبْتُ بَعْدَهُ أَحَدًا لَا عَبْدًا لَا حُرًّا وَلَا عَبْدًا وَلَا بَعِيرًا وَلَا شَاتًا. I never swore at any free person, no any slave, no any camel, no any goat or sheep even. So he was very, very mindful of his tongue. Exercise complete control. Rasulullah told him, La tasubbanna ahadan. Don't swear any person. In fact, there's another narration of another Sahabi who comes to Rasulullah. He's very concerned and worried. Ya Rasulullah, I have slaves and at times I swear them, I beat them up. What would be my condition in the day of Qiyamah? Nabi Kareem said, see, if they've done wrong, they've disobeyed you, and then you took some action, obviously you don't abuse the person, but if it was equal to what they did, then there won't be anything for you in your benefit on the day of Qiyamah, no anything against you. And if they disobeyed you even more than what you, the action you took, then on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be virtue and blessing for you. But if you went beyond and you transgress and you beat them up, and you abuse them and you hurt them, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will take away your good deeds. This person moved on one side, he began to cry. Nabi Kareem said, what's the reason for showing such shock and surprise? Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, have you not read the verse, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, we will establish the scales of justice. And every single thing a person does, it will be presented to him. This person then said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm making you witness that I freed all these slaves. In any case, Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu said that I didn't swear a free person, nor any slave, nor any animal even. Many times a person is driving and the car is giving him a bit of hassles and trouble. Now you're swearing the car. In our families, husband and wife, normal. We have some argument, some fight. What does the husband do in many times? He begins to swear not only the wife's father, mother, her brothers, her sisters, what wrong they have done. He carries on swearing all of them, that, you know, your father is like this, and your mother was like this, and your brother, oh, he's like, just to hurt her. The husband and wife were traveling somewhere, and they had an argument, a fight ensued while they're driving now, both are quiet. After some time, they go past in a farm, so many animals there, different types of animals, donkeys and cows. Husband tells the wife, there's your connections, there's your family. So she said, yes, my in-laws. In any case, this is nothing but we're supposed to be doing. Rasulullah said, Sibabul Muslimi Fusuqun. When you swear a Muslim, that is fisq, it's a transgression, it is a guna. Iyaz bin Muawiyah, Rahmatullahi alayhi, was a tabi'i, qadi in Basra. Extremely witty. There are many incidents regarding his wit and how intelligent he was and what verdicts he would give. In any case, he married for some time. On one occasion, he's relaxing and some friends of his, they come to visit him. Knock on the door, who is it? It is old friends. So obviously friends come. So he tells the wife inside, they prepare something quickly. So as she's preparing something, her hands are busy, but her ears are this side, listening to what they're talking. Sometimes they feel, maybe they're going to talk about me. So she's busy making the samosa, whatever it is, and Iyas and his friends are talking. So one of the friends asks him, how's things? How's the temperature inside? I said, how's your life? He said, Alhamdulillah. I'm married for 16 years, and I never swore my wife one day even. So immediately, she from inside, she begins to speak, the wife. She says, no, don't think that Iyas is any buzrug or something. That he didn't swear at me once. I never gave him the chance of swearing me even. So again, there are so many things, how we should be living mutually. And as I mentioned, month of Ramadan, if you remember the very first incident I gave of Muhaddith Sukkari, whose tongue was so sweet as though dipped into honey. Everything he said was sweet. So sometimes even whilst fasting, we are angered and we want to say something, but just restrain the tongue. Just restrain the tongue. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is sitting and Rasulullah is sitting next to him. One man comes and begins to swear at him and tell him a lot of things. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is quiet, doesn't say one word. But after some time, he became angry and then he responded and he began to say things to that man. Rasulullah left this gathering and he went to him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq realized Rasulullah is upset. He runs behind him. Ya Rasulullah, didn't you hear what he told me? He said, yes, I heard. But as long as you were quiet, there was no problem. The moment you began to speak, shaitan came. And therefore, I moved away from that majlis. In fact, so many times, we don't only swear the living, we swear the dead person. The man is gone. And we're still swearing at him. Rasulullah said, La tasubbanna amwat. Do not swear the deceased. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ أَفْضَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا قَدَّمُوا. They have already reached that which they have sent forward. In other words, they are either being punished in the qabr because of their deeds, or their enjoyment if Allah Ta'ala forgave him and for the blessings. So you're not going to benefit in any way, and nor can you harm the dead person. Yes, you will harm the family of the dead person. What wrong have they done? And therefore Rasulullah has said, سِبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقٌ وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. That do not sway a Muslim person, do not revile a Muslim person. This is a transgression, this is a sin. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, wa mika amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu, wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.